The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
And you're welcome back to The Last Word. Let's move to a court case that happened in Belfast today involving the well-known Northern Ireland rappers Kneecap. They've been involved in a court action against the British government. They have had a partial success today, so let's find out what it's all about. Dee Reddy, who's with us for The Last Word on Music every Tuesday, is with us to tell us about it. Dee, Kneecap have been very prominent over the last number of years. Of course, they were the subject of that movie that came out starring Michael Fassbender, but they've been up in the courts in Belfast. Tell us what the case was about.
Yeah, I mean, and we did allude to this on Tuesday, I think, because I had them as my pick of the week this week, Ian, and I was telling you about how, as part of their fine art, their new album, their sort of release of that, they'd gone into the Brit Museum and they had stuck stickers on some of the Irish, the stuff of Irish heritage, and said that it actually belonged to Ireland and had been stolen. So they're no strangers to courting controversy. And this time they've literally gone to court to do just that. This all stems back to a decision that was made back in December. So originally Kneecap had applied for a grant from the British government, which is their right to do as UK registered artists. It's called a Music Export Growth Scheme grant. So a MEGS grant, as it's referred to. And it basically, it's up to £50,000 you can be awarded, and it is meant to support the expansion of your music and your releases across global markets. They were shortlisted and approved by the British Phonographic Industry, the BPI, and they were awarded £15,000 or €750. And that was all looking pretty well for them until the UK Business Secretary, Kemi Badenoch, she stepped in. So that MEGS scheme is actually overseen by the Department for Business and Trade and the Department for Culture, Media and Sport at Westminster. And
so why did she do that? What was her concern? Or what was her issue?
She stepped in and said they wouldn't be allowed it. Now, Kneecap are claiming that this stems from a very provocative poster for their 2019 Farewell to the Union tour. It's worth looking at if you haven't seen it. You can just Google it online. It is quite literally almost incendiary. It features Arlene Foster and Boris Johnson strapped to a rocket on top of a bonfire. And so Kneecap maintained that that annoyed the Conservative Party because their then leader was part of the artwork. But actually, Kemi Badenoch came out at the time and she insisted that while they fully support freedom of speech, it was hardly surprising that the government did not want to hand out taxpayers' money to those opposed to the United Kingdom. Now, interestingly enough, I thought the British phonographic industry actually at that time came out in support of Kneecap and expressed their disappointment at the grant that they had awarded being blocked. And they stressed themselves the importance of artistic freedom and made it clear that they had nothing to do with that decision to decline the application. So what Kneecap have done now is they applied to the courts for leave to challenge the UK government's decision on that, and they've won. So they've won the right to challenge. So that'll be happening in November, on the 14th of November. They're going to be doing a series of gigs in the United States. So the judge said that they could hold off until after they come back from that, and then they'll be up in court against the UK government.
Being provocative is all part of Kneecap. What bit did the British government not get when they heard of them?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a really interesting one, I think, because they had claimed that that Badenoch's decision discriminated against them on the grounds of religious belief or political opinion, as well as racial grounds of nationality and ethnic origin, and that they should technically be protected by the Good Friday Agreement, and you know the onus being on the British government to support UK artists, regardless of their political leanings or their religion or any of that. So it's really, really interesting to see them take this to, you know, the highest channels that they possibly can to make a very, very strong political statement.
Because, look, let's be honest, £15,000 in funding to somebody like NECAP and its members to record art and to support themselves is not a lot. But for other artists or for other emerging artists, particularly coming out of Northern Ireland, this would be a huge amount.
For sure. And it's funny you should say that, Ian, because they did actually mention that when they came out of court. Well, there's only one of them there today was, it was DJ Provy who was there today. But he made the comment outside the court to the awaiting press that that wouldn't even cover the bar bill on their, their upcoming tour, which is quite funny. But no, you're right, because like they have a platform now to be able to take this case and to be able to get the word out there. And look, as we were saying on Tuesday when we were talking about the stunt they pulled in the Britney scene, like they're clearly very, very adamant that they are going to use any platform that they have to express through art their political beliefs. And, you know, it's rare enough that you see that to the extent that they do these days.
Yeah, and a lot of other people wouldn't have challenged this, given that it is striking to the heart of what some people would see as UK culture wars. But NECAP, their rise has been extraordinary. They're already the subject of a film about their beginnings. But how successful have they been now?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a funny one. They've sort of, they've come along at a time where they've just managed to become almost part of the zeitgeist. I think the fact that they sing hip-hop, has, particularly in Ireland, hip-hop and spoken word music has become increasingly important and increasingly highly regarded and popular. I think the fact that they, you know, they're coming from a West Belfast perspective, they're singing half in Irish, half in English, and using kind of linguistics that you're used to hearing from artists maybe from America or the UK. It makes for really, really powerful stuff. And they just, like I said, they seem to have captured a zeitgeist or a moment in time that that is really, really landing and resonating with people.
Yeah, and the fact is, as you said, this case is not going to be heard until November because they're off on a tour of the US.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that incredible? The three of them have really done quite a remarkable thing, and their success, it could be something that's actually huge for Irish hip hop and the Irish hip hop scene. That they're getting, you know, even international news stories like this are incredible news. That, you know, and that type of music is always rooted in protest and in politics a lot of the time as well. So this could be something that's not just important for them as a band, but as you said quite rightly earlier, that it has the potential to be really, really important for other artists coming up the ranks behind them as well.
Yeah, full case in November. It should be fascinating. D Ready, thank you very much.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.